hope you're ready. Sit down. Spread your legs. No, leave your pants on. I want to be the one to undo them. I want to watch you. See if you squirm a little when I pull them off. Want to see what I'm working with. What I have to bring pleasure. Drop a pillow by your feet. Slide down on my knees. Grab your inner thigh. Grip tight through the fabric. You know I'm serious. My other hand running up, feeling, rubbing. Get it hard for me. I want it to spring up when I pull these off. Feel me breathe hot against the bulge between your legs. The fabric's heating up. My presence is there. I may be on my knees, but you're the one offering yourself before me, anticipating. I'm still gripping your thigh. The other hand is pulling your pants out of the way now, opening them up, unwrapping my present, sliding it all out of the way. It's only fair, yeah. Here, you can see mine. I'm sitting back, slipping my underwear down. See my long legs as I sit back, slide everything off, leaving your package hot, your legs still feeling the tight grip where my hand was resting. I can see you're starting to get hard good. You might be impatient, but we'll get to it. I sit back. Nothing is hidden. Black silk panties kicked aside. Letting them fall. Letting your mind fall too. You're following every little flourish, every little drip and drop. The silken slither when they drop to the floor. My legs spread. See me wet and bare before you. See my skin. See my lips puffy, pink, engorged. My clit poking from its hood. Stare at it. Lock your eyes on it. The source of my pleasure. After all, I'm gonna be doing more than just look at yours, so you might as well stare. I slip a hand down. Spread my lips, get my juices all over my fingers, let them run over my thighs. I'm wet. Think of the puddle I'd make if I just sat here on the floor masturbating, and it's hard to fight it. Running my thumb over my clit, making me jump, making me hot. See the lips squeezing down, the lighter pink inside just squeezing. Pulsation in time with heartbeat. I want it inside me. I want you inside me. Don't those words turn you on? Oh. Okay. Well, it sprang up a little, but is that really all you have? Well, I reach out, slide the pants down, pull them out of the way. Grab your inner thigh with the same hand, same place, dig my hand against you, my nails in, make you feel it, leave a little impression in the sparks, pinpricks of pain and pleasure, trying to awaken your arousal again, light and hot. You deserve it. Then I raise that same hand and smack it down on your inner thigh, leaving my handprint there, a red impression, those little welts my fingernails have raised, pain and sparks. Okay. Yeah, we can still work with this. Get on your hands and knees for me. Slide to the floor. I have these pillows laid out. I was going to be kneeling. You were going to be thrusting, fucking. I was going to suck you off, ride you till you were bruised. But I'm going to have to do something a little different now. Hands and knees on the pillows. Get comfy. There's one down in front of you. I was going to be face down, ass up on there. I want you to do that instead. Face down. Push your cock and ass back and up toward me. Give me access. Your hands and knees. You were sitting back. You were gonna get that cock ridden, but I need something more intense than what you're working with. Something to hit me deep. Look here. See the surface of my strap-on. Thick in my hand. I'm clicking my harness on. And in a way, you want to be a sleeve around my toy. You want to be wrapped all around me. You want to feel me taking you, bringing me pleasure. After all, it's the only way you're gonna bring me pleasure tonight. So, you best get ready. See my big toy in hand. Harness on. Dark black rubber. Curved, slick. It has a little part nestled inside the harness, pushed inside of me. Bigger than you. And a nub at the top. That can push right against my clit. Make me able to come while fucking you. While thrusting you. I'm warming the toy up in my hand. Watch it sway back and forth. Watch me just swing it there. Big and thick and warm, and now it's all lubed up. Stare at it. Your reflection in the dark rubber of my toy. You're on your hands and knees and you're ready. You want to pleasure me. You feel your cock pulsing. It can't help but respond to the idea of my big toy sliding in. Feel the dripping between your legs. You're drooling. Your seed is drooling out of you already. It's gonna make a puddle under you. I'll be able to look down while I'm fucking you and know just how desperate you are to come. And to make me feel good, you want, you wish, you beg to bring me pleasure. So I'll use a different part of you than your cock. My hand is holding the big, thick, double-ended strap on. One part inside me already. Moving around you, walking on my knees, bring it in front of your face. You can see the harness. I'm adjusting it. Dark straps against my skin. The toy's in front of you. It's so well lubed up you can see yourself reflected in it. I want you to see. I want you to lose yourself in my strap on. The length. In the way that I'm going to fuck you. And if I'm experiencing that profound, teasing, magnificent pleasure, you know you're gonna feel it too. You know you've gotta get lost in it. That's just the rule. It's something your brain's already figured out. If I'm fucking you, well, if you were fucking me with that cock, although we know that's not going to happen now, I would be expected to enjoy it, and I would. I'd revel in every second. It's only fair if you return the favor. So I want you to give up the sound, sight, and experience of your pleasure as I fuck you with this toy. As you get really into it, your mind habituating, conditioning, obsessing and orbiting around the idea of my big, thick toy sliding in and out of you, part of it inside my soaked pussy. When I thrust my hips, when you push back against me, it'll jostle my clit and make me clamp down. Imagine how good that would feel if it were your cock, but you're gonna feel just a little bit of what I feel. Because the pleasure may be good for you, but with me above you, getting a high on getting off on fucking you, I assure you I'm going to enjoy things more than you. But I'll do my best to even us up, to bring you to the same place I'm going to be in, lost in the pleasure. You on the other side of the coin, the other end of the experience, and the other end of my strap-on. Hands and knees. Gotta get you lubed up. Feel me walking around you on my knees, getting behind you, sucking on my own fingers, my own hand, reaching out. It's covered, my saliva, reaching down, grabbing your cock. My hand is covering your cock, but instead of grabbing the shaft, I'm rubbing the heel of my hand against the head, against the tip, rubbing the whole thing up against your body, making you feel it as I rub your dick against you. Even if it's hard, I'll just rub it along your belly, creating friction between my palm and your cock. It's hard, poking into my palm. You can get hard, but you might go soft during some of the fucking. I use my other hand to rub your balls. Just foreplay, just gentle. This isn't about getting you off. As I rub your cock up against your belly with one hand and massage your balls with the other, you're gonna get off another way, a different way. And I guess we should talk about the precise nature of that way. You see, you can feel it already. If you squeeze your ass, clench your butt, get your ass ready for a good hard fuck, you will end up stimulating yourself deep inside. It's making your cock jump against my hand. I want to see your ass squeezing, clenching, the hole winking at me, begging me to fuck you up inside. Squeeze. Tighten down. I want you to prepare yourself. So squeeze tight enough that your muscles get all tense, and then relax. That'll make you relax more if you tire out that squeezing, clenching musculature. Let me feel you make your dick leak on me, all over my hands. I'm rubbing all over it. It's sensitive, hot, hard against my hand. I'm rubbing a part of you that spreads its nerve-ending influence all over your body. They're all bunched up in there. The head of your cock in particular, that's where I'm focusing, the palm of my hand rubbing over it. It's all lubed up with your juices. So if I squeeze the whole thing like this, do you get all lightheaded and fuck happy when I pinch the tip of your cock? Just like I might if you were rubbing my clit? Hiding the head of your cock between my fingers, rolling it in your own pre-cum. Slapping your balls with the other hand, making the pre-cum flow harder, yeah. You might be tingling a little bit. Squeeze your ass too, though. Focus on squeezing your ass, getting ready to receive me inside. The more you think about this, the more you fixate on it, the more that anticipation builds a link in your head. You under me, beneath me, in my thrall, being fucked hard. That image is a difficult one to escape. That image is teasing, tempting. It establishes the dynamic between us. And I'm going to establish many things. In particular, you're never going to think the same way about that little button inside, the prostate in your ass, the spot that can make your cock leak and squirt even if it weren't hard. Though, of course, you are hard for me. And I want that. I want you hard and dripping. I want the interesting trajectories your pre-cum travels in when you're getting fucked up the ass while your cock is hard and bouncing during the fuck. I'm gonna slide my toy inside you. And when I do, I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna fuck you hard, purring every manner of depraved thing in your ear. I'm gonna hold you beneath me. I'm going to use you to the fullness and completeness of what your mind can take. It will be forever etched in there. This is where you belong. A sleeve on my strap-on with your cock oozing freely. That's a whole new world for you. Established. Built. Emphasized. Empowered. I'll peg your ass and train your mind. Reminding you of how this could be. And then I'm feeling good too, so the part of you that says you must give me, must give this presence that is controlling you pleasure, that you must think of how to bring pleasure to the woman pinning you down and fucking your ass, well, if you have that thought, you're gonna be giving me pleasure. So one of the necessary preconditions for you to have a great time during sex will be met. I assure you I know how to get myself off, and I'll be getting myself off using you, using my big toy, and your tight hole, and your wreathing, squeezing, mewling mind as well. Because every moan you give me is part of the pleasure I take. Every aroused exclamation is going to make me feel it more. You know that, don't you? There's a causal connection. You will feel pleasure. You could be masturbating now and feeling pleasure. And pleasure builds and enamors you of a particular way of thinking. And that love letter to a particular way of thinking about your body, about your mind, about your sexual experience, can fundamentally shift the way you approach fucking and being fucked, filling and being filled. Wouldn't you love to see pleasure in me? The dominant, exulting pleasure of riding over you, filling you, of coming from fucking you. That's what you want. I'm waving that strap on back and forth, slapping it against your ass, using my fingers covered in pre-cum from your cock. On the other hand, I lick, tasting a bit of it, then bring my fingers to your ass, spreading. I am above you. Consider your place in the world and how naturally you may feel that it just flows for you to be submitting, offering yourself, begging for it. sliding and oozing lube against your rear entrance and then massaging the hole. Feel the tip of just one finger slide inside. You are still aware of my strap-on, still aware of the symbolism of I looming over you, you face down, ass up, prepared to please and pleasure me. You are preparing to offer your body to be used to please and pleasure me. In that state, how could you do anything but access your ever-increasing submission? Slide deeper. Relax your body. My saliva-slicked fingers are also rubbing lubricant into your ass. I'm rubbing that strap-on against your leg. You can feel heat radiating from my thighs as I squeeze them around one of your legs, because it's not time to enter you yet, and I must restrain myself, must hold back my toy and keep from slipping inside. A finger that was so recently teasing your cock is now slipping into your butt, beginning to rubbing around the ring of muscle, rubbing around and encouraging you to contract. I'm watching for any movements, any moment you tense or clench, and the spots just inside of you that bring you the most pleasure. Just the tip of my finger is enough for me to feel out what you're feeling. Lube is sliding in. It feels slick and warm in your hole. You have a lubricated hole waiting to be wrapped around my toy. Every time you breathe in, I feel you squeeze around my fingers, and I look between your legs. Yes, two fingers now in your ass, looking down. If your cock is that hard and jostling back and forth, and I am above you, just observing your body like this, submission must just be oozing out of your brain into the rest of your system. That's all right. You could begin to notice how my other hand is gripping your thigh, how my big toy is rubbing against you, knowing that by doing that, I'm really humping against you and grinding my pussy on the other end of the toy. Every time you feel me slap that strap-on against your ass cheek, it's really rubbing my clit and my insides because I'm moving it. I could fuck myself just by jerking that toy, but I'd rather do it by sliding this end into your ass. I have two fingers in now. I'm turning them slowly to get that lube carefully over every inch inside of your ass. And every moment that I'm doing that I'm carefully preparing you, these words are pouring over you, deluging your mind, presaging what will come next. I will fill you. I will use your hole, stretching it around my toy and extracting pleasure from you through the mere act of rolling my hips, fucking your ass. And we will both love it. You want to be good to me. You want to bring me pleasure. You might make me come. Two fingers in your hole, rolling around, pressing the sides, spreading you. I'm watching your body. Now I'm going to turn them and curve them, pushing on the front, finding a very special spot, the texture of which feels just a little different. Milking your prostate slow. Getting a good look now at how your body responds when I rub that spot, because it'll be harder when I'm laying over you and fucking you, when I'm riding and mounting your body, my strap-on deep inside. When I feel pleasure, you feel pleasure. The two of us feeling the same thing. You're going to be fucked. I'm going to do the fucking. But in doing so, this toy is gonna rub and fuck in me. I'm more than wet and hot enough. You can feel my heated skin sticking to yours. Feel me looming above you from behind, deeper. Think of my strap-on. All your senses, all your thoughts orbiting the idea that while your hole is being teased with my fingers right now, everything would feel so much better. Everything would feel so much better for both of us if I were fucking you deep, spreading you hard, if you were riding and surrendering your ass to this toy, if I were fucking you and by doing so making your cock jump, expand, and squirt as if it were doing the thrusting. Fucking you so hard with my toy, it's like I fill you out from the backside until the head of that strap-on goes all the way into your cock, fills it up, expands it, and so by fucking you, I'm sending pleasure sensations all the way to the other side in a loop. In a cycle, the two of us caught that way, your belly nodding and squeezing as your cock gets ready to come. That's how you're going to be. And I'm not even inside of you yet. Because you see, I don't think I'm gonna do it with you face down, ass up. I'm gonna run my fingers along the front of your body, but you may have noticed from me slapping it and rubbing it against your thigh, the unique curve inside this toy, the way it's curved just a little upward. So if I do fill you with it, right now, it will push against the back of your body. But the button I need to mash to set you rolling, to set you coming, to milk orgasm out of you and your mind as well. Yeah, you can feel your mind leaking, leaking like the pre-cum I dribbled out of you, leaking and attracting itself to my big toy. This big rubber cock is gonna slide in you, and when I'm filling you with it, I'll be fucking myself at the same time. You'll be bringing me pleasure through the tightness and tautness of your hot ass, and through watching your cock jump. But you see, I would hit that button only if I turn you over and then look you in the eye. If I look down at you as I fuck you, with your legs up over my hips, your ass raised a little so the toy can slide in and push the front wall, you staring up with your cock pulsing and squirting uselessly, unfillingly, all over your belly. You're gonna come while laying on your back, looking up at my breasts bouncing, my eyes keenly inspecting you. Looking at the way I watch every inch of your body for pleasure response, and hearing the smack of my strap-on filling you, rubbing the front wall of your body every inch of the way. That's how it's gonna be. It's a powerful emblem, the strap-on I'm wearing, the state you're in. Feel me rolling you over. I slip my fingers out of your well-lubricated asshole. It squeezes but doesn't go quite as tight as it was before I began spreading and teasing. And your cock is on display. Your balls sliding down. I feel hot and heavy as I turn you slowly from hands and knees, encouraging you to turn over on your back. Just let your hands be by your sides. I'll do everything that needs doing. Look up at it. That big dark rubber cock waiting to fill you. I'm sliding it down. You want it. Feel that want as if it were a physical thing, palpable, mind-numbing. Beg inside your head. I don't need the words out loud. I need you to beg and manifest in the world the true wanting and everything it implies, everything it entails, the true wanting for this to be inside you. With all that that means, all it will mean, and with the consequence of your training, conditioning, craving, drooling, twitching, there will come a moment when your stomach squeezes, your ass clenches down, and your cock squirts, and in that moment, your only concern will be how wonderful it is to have your ass fucked slow, milked from the inside out, your cock squirting to be watched. Watched eagerly, enjoyably, watched by me above. There will come a moment when your leg will kick and twitch, your thighs will clench down, you'll try to close your legs around me, but I'll hold them strongly open, making sure I see every second that your hot seed squirts from your cock. Think about the way you feel right now, and realize I'm not even inside you yet. And at the mere thought that I will soon be inside of you, your mind is going to some marvelous other place. But a place fragmented, difficult to focus. Where should you look? Up at my breasts, at my smiling face, at the big strap-on, getting ready to slip inside. What should you think about? So hard to choose just one thing. Should you think about me looming above you, or the strap-on slapping against your butt now, then lining up with your entrance, which is so well lubricated, my fingers slipping out, leaving it empty. Pop. The sudden feeling of emptiness and the strange craving in your head at wanting to be filled. Or maybe you'll think about how I take the other hand and slide it, the one that was not recently stretching your hole. Slide that other hand to rub your cock instead. Where to focus? So difficult, and your consciousness is in so many places, and I feel good wrapped around this toy, getting ready to fuck you. Your mind is in so many places that you're drooling, your eyes are shutting. But I will help you to focus. Gentle pressure of my hips, the tip of the toy, the narrowest point, pushing against your O-ring and sliding inside of you. Say yes. Say thank you. Register every sparking nerve ending which goes off when I thrust inside. Register all. Each and every movement. My strap-on is an inch inside of you and I'm feeling it already. Shaking, excitement, arousal, the feeling of the toy getting jerked around inside me by your body's squeezing pressure, and I'm gonna start thrusting now. Pulling out until just the very tip is in. Merely tenuous. Then in. Well-lubricated toy thrusting. Each thrust fucks your mind in and out. Each thrust fucks your mind and embeds the memory of my strap-on and what it symbolizes in our dominant and submissive interrelation. Each thrust, and you go deeper. In and out every time. You're gonna go under. You're on my strap-on, wrapped on it, stretched around it, an accessory for my sexual satisfaction that happens to get some of your own, being fucked and thrust into. Laying on your back, looking up at me, I'm leaning down over you, pushing my breasts against your chest, letting go, pushing hard, rubbing on you. But my toy is still inside, laying on you, letting my weight down, and my hips slide forward. The curve of my strap-on makes it hit your prostate, hitting the P-spot on the front wall and milking you from within. You're gonna dribble cum all over yourself, long before you actually orgasm. Long before you actually climax, your brain's gonna be in this place where it just feels like you are coming again and again. You're gonna just be sticky and helpless with it, as I thrust, filling you, fuck you, and you learn. This is getting you acquainted with it. This is getting you connected with my strap-on. You will remember I am using it, using you and your body, looming over you, laying atop you. And when I lay on top of you, my weight pushes my nipples, my breasts against you, weighing you down under me. The toy deep inside from the angle of my hips. It's rubbing on my clit and inside my pussy. I'm fucking myself by fucking you. The two of us sliding around, slipping on the floor, our skin connected, sweat slicked. You lost inside your head and lost in arousal. In and out. You like this. You like me inside you. I'm sliding all the way in now, a long, slick, smooth motion that stretches your whole. You're spread so wide and so aware, deep within as you squeeze down and feel me in you, as you truly register that you are being fucked, and that I, in turn, am filled with the other end of the toy. And every time your body, my fuck sleeve, my plaything, squeezes, your mind constricts also. Zooming in and narrowing its thoughts until they are about one thing and one thing only, my toy inside you, and all of the side effects, like your ever-rising arousal, your mindless preoccupation with my strap-on. Face it, it's in your nature. You want to be obsessed, held in place, locked around it, that big rubber toy stretching and shaping you. Your cock is close, so close I can feel you twitching. You've felt it inflating, your cock growing larger and larger, bigger and bigger. It's being blown up from the inside and your balls are swelling with the need to unload their seed, and it's an okay thing to do. With me, so big, and now I'm all the way inside. It's only natural there's no room for your cum to stay inside your body, just as there's no room for your thoughts to stay inside your head. Let them out. Let it all out. I've been squeezing down over and over on this toy inside me, over and over watching you, seeing your reactions, feel it all thrusting, rolling my hips in circles, which sends whirlwaves of sensation into you. Let the feeling in. Let it all out. I've been squeezing and squeezing. Feel it all. Squirt between us from your cock. Squirt till your seed is sticking us together, clinging and connecting us, my body heavy above you, my breasts against you, my voice in your ear, my breath across your cheek. I'm moving my hips faster, machine-like, a piston, moving in you, working in you, leaving you stretched to the shape of my toy. I'm squeezing hard. I'm gonna come. Coming. Come for me. Come for me, come with me, within you, squirt. Some of your cum going on your own belly and chest, some across mine, squirting, mindless, squeezing, squirting so some even lands on the underside of my breasts, your cock sandwiched between us, pointed toward your head, a wonderful feeling of release and relief. Finally, you are filled and fucked, and I'm coming, and you're coming, feel it. Splendid, spreading heat, the crystallization of your growing fetish for my strap-on. That's the rule when I'm wearing it, when I'm using it. You are a whole and a stretchable toy that surrenders. We both feel pleasure. This is the natural order. This is how you feel best. Panting, the two of us connected together, both trembling in our own orgasm. Let it all out. I'm fucking deep inside you, and you're being fucked and left blank and coming, coming. Your cock so sensitive, our soft flesh sandwiching all the energy you might try to retain, robbing you of your strength while filling you with the resolve to be fucked with my toy anytime I want, anytime you want. A small but significant part of your mind is making itself obedient and dedicated, devoted to my strap-on. You want it. It will make us both feel good. Surrender, because I'm not done. Your spasming cock, which has just let out its load, sticky and hot between us, is trying to soften, but it is still getting some stimulation from my soft skin. And now I am thrusting still inside. I've poured more lube on my toy. I'm gonna keep fucking you, because in case you've forgotten, in all the training, conditioning, dedication, focus, this button on the front side of your body can still make you come, even though you just did. Can still make you come even during the refractory period, because I'm just milking the seed out drop by drop. So good. Too good. Feel those thoughts fragmenting again as I begin to thrust, to move, and you ride on. Helpless with your cock, softening, but still letting out streams of cum that feel just as good, but in another way, a milkable, more submissive way with my toy inside. And you know, somewhere behind the toy, my pussy is still squeezing on the other end of the dildo, my strap-on double-ended, and we're both being fucked, but I'm moving my hips, and you're laying on your back, tongue hanging out, cock getting soft, letting out sticky streams of your seed in obedience to my big rubber toy, the swinging of my hips, the purring of my voice, the weight of my body above you, and the new and obvious rules of how sex works for you when my strap-on is involved. Of how it feels to have this in you, the weight of my body laying on you, my strap-on deep inside, and your mind still melting, fragmented, trying to choose a point of focus, and deciding ultimately to just focus on the way your cock is still squirting, still milking, still being fucked from the inside out by the length that curves to push the front of your body, pushing your button, pushing your thoughts out of the way, pushing you into an ever deeper spiral of pleasure, pleasure, buzzing, relentless, continuous, mindless pleasure, fixated and focused on my strap-on, fucking you up from the inside out, filling you as deep as it can go, adding to your fetish for it, seeing me in my harness, strap-on in, knowing I feel pleasure when I fuck you hard enough, that your ass is stretched around it, knowing that your squeezes, your shivers, if you move the right way or the wrong way, you might send a signal of pleasure back into me that'll have me coming, but that's only gonna make me thrust harder, only gonna make me want to fuck deeper, firmer, more completely, to find the leverage to leave you sweating and drooling in a puddle of your own cum, your drool eking from your mouth, your eyes glazed, thinking useless, because the only thought that arrives is my big toy and the way it's stretching you, hitting you, the way I can keep going. And if I get off, unlike you, whose cock is now flaccid but being milked from within, I just keep going and going, seeking more pleasure through stretching your body like a sleeve around my toy and seeing how long you can last until nothing comes out of you but dry, pulsing, ever-increasing, oversensitized gasps and some weak, drooling, thin fluid. You want it. Your cock wants it. And so I thrust on. And if it happens to harden again during the cycle, we'll just have to soften it right back up, thrusting till it comes normally, and then until it has milking, spurting, squirting, climax after climax, in the void where thoughts used to be, and where any fetish other than for this throbbing, powerful strap-on. Inside you being squeezed, your throbbing ass around it. Occasionally, maybe we'll even substitute in some vibration. I feel it inside. Hot. Heavy. But my hips still swing. Yes. Any other fetish can be set aside when you're in the space where I put that on and tell you. Time to lay on your back. Spread your ass. Surrender your mind and leak out all your cum until you're empty.